Hello and welcome to the Yoga and Yum podcast. My name is Sybil. I'm your host and I'm really happy that you're here. This is the place where we practice deep mindfulness, radical self-care, and living our lives on purpose so that we can experience more yum and so we can experience a collective up-leveling of the planet because the planet is in need of positive energy, positive moving forward instead of ripping each other apart. So welcome to the podcast. A little bit about me in case you haven't been here for a while. My name is Sybil. I am a certified and registered yoga teacher specializing in yoga therapy. I'm also a certified health coach, health, wellness, and nutrition coach from IIN and from a few other organizations. My current passion is working with women 45 to around 65-ish, those that are going through perimenopause or maybe you've transitioned into menopause. And I really want to be the cheerleader and the guide to helping you move through this transition because we're becoming like new people. We're changing on the cellular level. And sometimes it's a little bit sticky, a little confusing, a little infuriating, a little hilarious. And I have a program called Cherish the Changeover that I am just launching. That's for women who are looking to remove the things from their lives that are no longer serving them in terms of food, in terms of movement, in terms of how they work, in terms of sleep, in terms of relationships that they have and how they conduct them so that they aren't being drained, because going through the change is draining already. And what kind of things can we bring in? So it's not a cookie cutter program. It's really a one-on-one container where we look at the things that she is most concerned about when it comes to her health and wellness. And we look at what I want to talk about today. What are the small sustainable shifts that can be made to move the needle to feeling better? So we look at everything. It seems like a lot when you think of everything and it's a totality. And when we get overwhelmed, it's just so easy to walk away and say, never mind, screw this, I can't do it. And this is why one of the most important things that I learned from my health coaching school, or one of my health coaching schools, the primary one, which was IIN, the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, is the importance of making small, sustainable shifts. What are the small things that we can do to move the needle? And what are the things that can be sustained? We may have a whole laundry list of things we want to do. I want to go to the gym and work out 5 days a week, an hour each time. I'm going to go from eating meat to being completely vegan overnight. I'm going to do a whole overhaul of my sleep routine. I'm going to change absolutely everything all at once. And then at first, we're all excited, like, yeah, we're going to do the thing. And maybe the first few days or maybe even the first week, it's like, yeah. But then when we get to day like 8 and we are exhausted because we can't sustain it. It's too much at one time. And so making the small sustainable shifts, like what when you're thinking about making a change, a behavior change, or a change in your health, a change in your health practices, think about the things that are the most immediate to you. So what's the thing like, oh my gosh, I want to do this first. You might have a laundry list, but I want to do this first. I want to, an example that one of my clients has is, I'm addicted to sugar and I want to cut out all the sugar. She's talking about processed sugar, not sugar from fruit. She knows a lot more about nutrition than I do because she has a master's degree in the food sciences, and she's quite brilliant when it comes to that kind of thing. So she knows that the difference between fruit sugar and processed sugar, her issue was processed sugar. And I want to just, all from my diet, I'm going to do this overnight. And she was failing every single time because she didn't have a plan. And because it was too big, it was showing up in ways that were too big for her. So we looked at the different parts of her day. We also looked at triggers, like are there things that trigger that? And we were able to pinpoint certain things. We were able to pinpoint when she has these cravings. Usually for her, it was because she wasn't eating enough. So one of the small sustainable shifts that she made that worked really well for her was basically to make sure that she made a little schedule for eating. So for her, it worked to eat something even when she didn't think she was hungry. And to have kind of a well-balanced thing with some little bit of, you know, for her, it worked well for a protein source, a fiber source, and a fat source. And just to have those little snacks at certain times of the day that helped her with those cravings. And we also kind of pulled apart not only the schedule of the day, but also the meals that she was eating. So I had her keep a food diary, and we're trying to see like where the sticky points were. And we started really looking at the meals she was eating, the components of the meal, and also if she was sort of craving the sugary things or she would give in to the sugary things, what else was happening during the day? And so we would look at the most urgent thing for her. What was the most urgent for her? So one of the things that she started doing that worked really well is she keeps a bag of apples. She loves apples, especially pink lady apples. And so she would just keep this bag with her. She would carry it with her to her work. And before she reached for a sugary treat, because they have vending machines where she works, she would eat an apple. And if after she had the apple, she waited a certain amount of time, she'd set her timer for 20 to 30 minutes. If she still had that craving for it, she would allow herself to then indulge a little bit. And what she found was by making this little tiny shift, she didn't want it as much. Or if she felt like, man, I really want it for later, she would buy it, stick it in her purse, and then realize she didn't really want it. But it started with making a little shift, and that really small shift was to keep apples with her because she just really, really enjoyed apples and forgot how much she really loved them. This was just an example of one of the things that worked for her. But it wasn't this sort of full overhaul of everything, because there were other things too that would trigger sort of a sugar craving. And a lot of that was emotional for her, which we worked on those parts too. We made small sustainable shifts in practices that she could do for 5 minutes a day, just set her timer for 5 minutes and work on certain breathing exercises or restorative yoga poses where she would breathe and just set that for 5 minutes a day or take a bath. So things that she could do on a daily basis that didn't take a lot of time out of her day for her to soothe her nervous system on purpose. So my whole point is, which I'm kind of all over the place, and I know that, it's a better plan to make small, sustainable shifts as opposed to trying to do everything all at once. It's just really challenging, and it's just not sustainable, because that's what we really want, right? We want the effort that we put into making these changes to stick. We don't want our energy to be wasted. And so in my opinion, making those small sustainable shifts works out in the long run. I always think about the tale of the rabbit and the hare. No, it's not the rabbit in the hair. It's the tortoise in the hair. So the rabbit like just took off, went like gung-ho, boom, ran, could clearly outrun the tortoise. But the hare got exhausted, took a little nap, depending on what version of the story you've listened to. But the tortoise kept going, kept putting one foot in front of the other, if you will, and kept going, making smaller strides for sure, slower strides for sure, but got to the finish line, finished what he or she started. So I guess that's it's like the moral of the story is to pick the thing that's the most urgent when you're thinking about changing your behavior, working toward a goal. Pick the thing that's the most urgent. And then let's break down some steps on what to do to make this work. Or look at what are some things we can change or eliminate to get you closer to what you want, to get that needle moving. And sometimes being a little bit more conservative in your plan works out better in the long run. And that's sort of the moral to this story and why I really believe in making smaller shifts that are sustainable. They stick. They stay with you. They become part of you, part of your practice. And that's amazing. And it's really, really powerful because you look back and you think, whoa, I did this. Like my client that I worked with at the end of our sessions, she said, Sybil, I can't believe that this worked. It was a small thing. And I've been struggling for years. But to understand, you know, that my wanting the sugar was connected to a lot of stress, was connected to not eating enough, was connected to, you know, just really needing that dopamine hit. And understanding that I could fulfill all of those things without reaching for that candy bar, without reaching for the little candies with all of the food dye that tastes so good, but don't do any good for my body. And that was like incredible. And I invite you to give it a try as well. Absolutely. And if you want more information about my new program, which is Cherish the Changeover, because we look at the totality of everything and look at what your biggest pain points are and the things that you think are the most urgent or you feel the most urgent. And then we do this deep dive and we together with me sort of holding your hand and cheering you on and also providing you with information, with education, we craft something, a practice that works for you to feel more vital, to feel better, to feel more alive and to feel really empowered. So if you're interested in that, please email me at Sybil. That's Sybil with an S, Sybil at asyouareyoga.com. And in the subject line, just put changeover and I will get back with you and we can maybe set up a time to chat and see if this is a good fit. I would love to work with you. All right, my friends, until next time. Remember the story of the tortoise and the hare and make those strides that are a little bit slower, a little bit mindful, a little bit more on purpose so that you can get the stuff that you want because those are the things that stick most of the time. So good luck to you out there. And as always, here's wishing you all the yum in life. Peace.